Welcome to Being Human,
a podcast where we get real about mental health, self-care, and our own experiences.
And being human in general.
And we're just two humans, Emma
and Jenna, getting real about real life and what it means to be human.
Okay, official start. Featuring my heyday addiction, I'm going to be updating my farm a little bit while
you are addicted. Earlier I was like, okay, I'm going to go grab my computer or something. And she was like, okay, and as I'm going in it here, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, like oh the God. Introduction sound.
Yeah, I know. Like,
oh my God.
I know.
So, lately I've been saying, like, ever since we've changed our podcast name, I've been saying, like, well, we're all human, or you're human, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time now, and it's actually helpful for me when I do something embarrassing. For example, today I parked my car on a hill, and I got out of my car and forgot to put my parking brake on, so naturally my car started rolling down the hill, and I had to run and jump into the seat pull the parking brake, and then the kid that I was working with, I met her like 30 seconds later over in the park.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, and this thing happened to me, like this was like 20 minutes later, and she was like, oh my God, yeah, my dad and I saw that. It was so funny. And I was like, no.
You're like, wait, so... you watched that happen to yeah. me?
Like, afterwards, I kind of looked around to see if anybody saw, but I guess they were, like, sitting in their car across the road.
That's so funny. And then you're also like, that's one of those things, like, one of the ways that I convince myself everything's fine. So I'm like, I will probably never see whoever saw me do that.
Yeah,
ever. And then directly after, like, yeah, we watched that happen. That must have been funny.
And, like, then early, like, later I was like, well, I'm human. Like, I'm going to make mistakes, and it's yeah. just inevitable. Like, you can't live your life being perfect. So
true. It's so hard to get over embarrassing moments sometimes. So mm-hmm. I, like, to me, that is just a funny story, and it
yeah.
means nothing about your character.
But
to you, it probably seems
I'm still
like...
recovering, I think. Yes. But, like, saying, like, what was it the other day? I said, like, oh, you're human or something. Or, like, we're all human. Like, if I was ever to get a tattoo, I would get it and say, because we are, like, and speaking of being human, I'm like 30 seconds recovering from bawling my eyes out.
not a joke.
If you can tell, I still sound a little bit snoofly.
Yeah, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm like forcing her to record. No. Like, Jenna, we need to record this. Stay
don't
on
care
schedule.
How you're feeling,
because we do make it like exceptions to our upload schedule if we need to. But yeah. Jenna was just like, you know what, I'm still feeling like I need to chat, and
yeah. And that's what this is. Like, it's just two people chatting about real life and hoping that other people will relate to it and just like making people feel less alone. So I think more than ever, it's important for us to, like, have this connection when we're not feeling 100%.
Yeah.
Because it's all about, like, showing your real self. So, let's embrace
so
it,
real.
Guys.
It's so real.
Honestly, if I start crying again, you won't be surprised. But this is going to be a good one, so please don't stop listening because you think it's going to be depressing. It is not. It's going to be a good one.
It's
and, like,
not.
We're human. It's not. Okay. So, we are talking about put Heyday away now. She got her phone out to play Heyday. Stop that.
Also, sorry. Can I say one thing before we get started? When I got here, because we're in Jenna's garden right now, I was like, wow, this is like Heyday in real life. Heyday is a farming game. Like, this is a real farm. No. It's Emma, like... you have that backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Okay, we're probably going to talk about Heyday, like, a few more times
in this episode, guys.
I think. So, we're talking about health anxiety because I was just, like, laying it down on Emma, like, telling her all the stuff that I'm dealing with right now. And just to give you guys an update, I weaned off of my Prozac medication, so, like, my SSRI antidepressant, a couple weeks ago, because I'm trying a naturopathic approach, and basically I'm feeling not awful, but I'm feeling the side effects of, like, high anxiety and just feeling, like, at ease, or not at ease, and I was saying to Emma, like, a lot of what I'm feeling right now is health anxiety, so, yeah, so do you want to take that away from here, and we'll start?
Yeah. So, do you want me to start with my experience, or do you want to go ahead with yours? Can start. So, I've only recently started having health anxiety, and I think it's because of COVID, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Yeah.
But, like, all of a sudden, I'm just, like, super stressed out about, like, which products I use on my skin. Like, normal thing to be conscious of, I think. But, like, I'm, like, extremely stressed out about it. And then, because...
Wait, how come? How come?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just feel like since I've been more and more aware of health, and, like, I recently learned that, like, companies can hide up to, like, 300 products under the word fragrance, like, chemicals.
Really?
Yeah, because it's, like, technically, it's, like, signature thing that the brand is allowed to keep from people knowing, like, the secret ingredients or whatever.
Oh, like, you just say fragrance and the ingredients, but, like, what is that?
Yeah, like, you could even not put what the fragrance is into the fragrance part and just list it as a different thing hide chemicals. So I got an app, not Spons, called Think Dirty, and it helps you, like, it just, like, shows you which ones are, like, good and bad, and it's, like, literally if anything says fragrance on the label, it makes all the other products are usually fine, and then it's the fragrance that's, like, terrible for you. So that's been making me a little stressed out.
Because you're all of a sudden aware of all this that you've been using.
Yeah, and not to, like, anxiety dump, but I'm also super stressed out about microplastics and, like, general environmentalism and, like, pesticides. Like, I was driving with my windows down, and then I see, like, a cloud of pesticides waft towards me.
You're like, oh my god, no.
And I'm like, how many cancers am I getting every day? Like, like,
well, it's so good. Like, that can be, that's health anxiety. Like, anything that you're, that's making you worry about your health in general excessively, that's health anxiety.
Yeah, so I just said, like, and, like, they say you have not a million, oh my gosh, I'm exaggerating. I'm saying what my brain says to me, okay, guys? Like, there's a million microplastics in this glass of water you're drinking. There's, like, this much in, like, the food you're eating. And I've seen, like, just shocking evidence that this might even be, like, it's not like I'm exaggerating an issue. Like, this is an issue that needs to be solved.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing I can do about it. Like, there is nothing I can do about it right now to, like, change the current.
Well, you know what? I think what you're already doing right now is, like, your way of finding comfort. Like, okay, what are these products? Like, I have an app now. I can, like, figure out what's okay for my body and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think finding that out and then no longer supporting the companies that put out those dangerous products.
Yeah.
That's doing something because, say, like, a billion people did the exact same thing. That company would be like, nobody's buying our stuff. Let's not make it anymore, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's a really, like, I think what needs to happen is these chemicals should not even be allowed in the first place. Like,
yeah,
someone needs to regulate this stuff, but that's really hard to do. So I think, yeah, like, just accepting that I can control what I can do, and hopefully people will do the same. Mm-hmm. And that's the same with people going on, like, just participating in environmentalism, and we can only do what we can do. But accepting that I can only do what I can do is a hard
thing. It's hard, because you want to do it all, right? Like, if you could, you would just solve it right now.
Yes. And also, a really annoying thing about my ADHD is that I will have these anxieties, and then I will forget about what I'm trying to do. Like, for example, I would always have the intention to bring my own mug to Tim Hortons to fill up my cup. Yeah. You can't do that now because of COVID. But I would forget, and then I'd be stressed out that I forgot to do the thing that was in my control, but now yeah. I can't do anything about.
So that's where ADHD gets tough.
Exactly. Like, I have all of these intentions. Like, I would absolutely love to be plastic free, or like, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna not eat out, and I literally, I kid you not, forget that I have the intention,
like, to eat out as in like get takeout.
Sorry, yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do takeout anymore, and then the same day I will get takeout, and then when I get it, I'm like,
because it's, oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah,
well, you can, there's some places in our town that doesn't have plastic, so like, something that you can do is be like, okay, I don't want to get takeout from places that give me my food in a styrofoam container.
Yeah.
Because styrofoam's awful.
That's true.
So, I get what you mean, though. Like, there's a difference between having an intention and then actually acting on it, / remembering to act on it.
Yeah. And I think it's part of the problem might be that I need a clear plan in place for when I'm hungry, what am I going to do? I'm just thinking of this on the spot now. So, maybe there's, like, a lack of preparation involved, because I do really care about these things, but it just, like, I never seem to follow through with them, because I'm so scatterbrained. Yeah. So then I get more stressed out. Anyways, would you like to share about your health anxiety? Because it's
so let's just, a like, little recap bit different. On yours.
Okay.
So, like, environmentalism, and you're worried about all the that you may or may not be exposing your body to, and yes. you're trying to do something about it, but you can't because you have ADHD. Let me rephrase that.
Not that I can't.
You can. You totally can.
I just need to work on it.
It's harder for you to do that, and you're kind of, like, trying to figure out how right now, and that can be stressful. That's a stressful time.
Yeah. So,
yes, I can appreciate that.
Yes.
So, my health anxiety right now, like, since being off my medication, I'm noticing a lot more, like, every time I leave for work, I kind of am like, okay, this is what I'm doing this morning. Okay, so if I suddenly get sick, or I can't walk, or, like, something awful happens to me, like, what is my plan? So I'm, like, trying to figure out what my plan would be, like, who would I call, what would I do, how would I get home? And it's, like, exhausting, because that's where my brain goes. And then it's, like, my brain is, like, expecting that to happen. It's almost like I'm preparing myself for it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying maybe it'll happen. I'm saying, this is gonna happen. This is what you're gonna do. Yeah. So, like, I always just feel slightly anxious. And then as soon as I get to work, like, I get distracted and I end up having a good day. But, like, every day is the same in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think it didn't help because I started taking this thing that the naturopath gave to me, and it was like some sort of like powder, and I dissolve it and drink it. It's good for my gut, like being off of medication, like it kind of helped me lean off of it.
Yeah.
But it would make me feel sick. Like, it was just because my gut was like, whoa, this is very different. But I had to keep taking it. So, like, that stressed me out because I knew it would make me feel gross for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And it's like, what if I, when I feel like that, I'm like, what if I never stop feeling like this? Like, what if I end up being in the hospital with, like, chronic this? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's why I can't watch Grey's Anatomy, because I was like,
I would never want to be, like, in a hospital bed, like, chronically pain. Because I know that some people are, and that scares the crap out of me, because I hate feeling, like, sick or, like, uncomfortable. And it's just, like, these are things that I've always, like, kind of had on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since being off my meds, I've just been, like, more with that.
Yeah.
And I know how to handle my anxiety, but I'm just, like, really stressed out right now anyways. So,
yeah. That is stressful.
It is. And, like, do you know what I mean about being, like, chronically ill? Like, I think that might be my biggest fear right now.
Yeah.
It's scary, especially with COVID, like, talking about the variants and stuff, and, like, oh my god, like, can I even do anything? Like, and I'm moving to Guelph, so I'm stressed.
Yeah, there's a lot on your brain plate.
Yeah. You need to meditate more. But I'm getting really good at, like, remembering to take my 3 things from the naturopath, like, at the same time, like, right after breakfast, right after dinner. So I'm doing it on a full stomach and with juice and not water. That's helping a lot. And taking a little bit less of it, so that's helping. But, like, I think once I develop this, like, strong routine, it'll help a lot.
Yeah, and even if, like, that might just be something that's, like, not working for you, which I don't know if that's scary too. Like, if something's just making you feel yuck, like, why not just be like, okay, let's try something new.
Yeah.
Have you thought of that? Or
I have, like I mentioned to the lady at this health food store, I was like, hey, this is what's happening when I take this. And she was like, oh, that's kind of weird, but I would suggest taking half of it, like, seeing how you feel, and, like, maybe trying something different if you still feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not feeling that way right now because I've been taking less.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's my health anxiety. And it doesn't help that we're in a pandemic. Like, I'm fully vaccinated, but my sister's not. Like, my little sister, because she's not old enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also something that's on my mind. Like, I feel like everything I do, I have to be like, hey, is this keeping Abby safe? Yeah. And it's annoying that I'm like that. Like, I'm such a people pleaser. It's awful. Because my sister, Abby, does not talk to me. Like, it's so hard because she's a preteen. So it's just like, I doubt she even will listen to this. Sorry. Not, like, I'm not really that sorry, Abby, if you are listening. Because it's true. Why do I care, but why would I not care? Like, she's my sister and I love her.
Yeah.
So. It's like a bunch of overwhelming thoughts that are just like, yeah. It's hard to ground yourself when that's happening. And I guess you're probably rushing off to work, so there's not really a, you might feel like there's not a chance for you to have that opportunity to feel what you're feeling and then move on, right?
Like, I try to meditate, but I'm, like, sitting there thinking about all these things, and I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Like, I have such an active brain because of my ADHD, so, like, I was really into meditation for a long time there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of fell out of it, and I think, like, honestly, that probably has a lot to do with how I'm feeling. So I'm really working on getting into it again, but it's just like, I'd rather be getting X done before meditating. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather. But it's pushing yourself, like, you know what's best for you. Why is it so hard to do it?
I know. It's a, it's a constant struggle. But I think, you know, meditation is a great tool. And I think that's great that you're trying to do it more. I think also meditation doesn't replace feeling how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
if you know what I mean.
It'll,
like, just giving yourself a chance to process those thoughts without meditation, even just alone time.
Yeah, like, I journal all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not as much lately, but
And the second season, my all-time favorite show is coming out tomorrow, so I know I'm not going to get much sleep in the next couple of days. So I'm going to work really hard to try to.
I'm so excited
for that show. Do you ever, like... sorry. I'm just, like, my brain is everywhere, but basically, it's not a good time right now. But we're human, so... can't be good all the time. Don't mean to discourage you.
Guys, sorry. Life sucks. Okay, end of podcast.
Last episode ever.
Oh my gosh.
Conclusion.
That's hard. You just gotta not feel awesome all the time. Honestly, I have not been feeling awesome either, and I can't even remember why right now. Why have I not been feeling awesome this week or anything?
I think it's because you've been, worried about losing your school and stuff.
Maybe. That's one. Yeah, so I am simultaneously stressed out about not having enough to do, and worried about having too much to do. So, it's just so annoying. Like, I feel like I have no time and so much time at the same time. It's so frustrating.
I know what you mean. And on top of this, I'm literally not even the same boat. Like, the same wooden plank on the same boat. Like, we're literally standing in the same spot. But, that plus my parents are like, Jenna, we want to see you home more, be home more. So I'm like, okay, Emma, come over to my house this time to record the podcast. Emma's coming over to record a podcast. You can't record because I'm cutting the grass. So.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, I understand. Like, I'm not, no hate on my mom, but I literally, it's like I can't please anybody except. I can't please anybody, but I also can't please myself. Like, if I please someone else, make them happy, then I'm hey, and I still feel. But if I feel happy, then I'm hey, well, if someone else is feeling, I feel bad about that.
There's no winning.
This is also, my ADHD and, super high anxiety talking right now. And even when I say this stuff, I'm wow, that is anxiety. I know it's not me.
Or, the reality of the situation, but that's how it feels.
I think that's so important to talk about, all the things that you're feeling, because even when sometimes taking a thought from your head and, putting it out in the world, it's, you can see it, and you're like, wow, that is so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Seeing, the absurdity of your thoughts when you say it out loud, or write it down, is very perspective shifting.
Yeah.
And sometimes even saying it out loud doesn't do it, just takes from when you've recovered from that situation.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to mean that your feelings aren't valid, it's just that our feelings are so emotion-based, because they're feelings, right?
Yeah.
And, it's not our fault that we're feeling this way. It's just, it just is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feelings aren't rational.
If you were to give, advice to anybody who's feeling, health anxiety, health anxiety can, manifest in so many different ways. I know some people who are constantly afraid of dying, that is their health anxiety, and, I would listen to podcasts, and this girl says that she used to go to the hospital every single day, because she thought she was, having a heart attack or something.
Wow.
It can manifest in such different ways, but at the end of the day, it's anxiety, and nobody should ever, belittle that feeling, because... Basically, we're just here to tell you that whatever you're experiencing,
your feelings are, like, not stupid. Like, they're valid feelings. Because they're not valid as in real, but, like, we are not here to push your feelings down or judge them. We're here to, like, put it all out in the open. And...
yeah. So, another thing with health anxiety and anxiety in general is that even when I know that something is absurd that I'm thinking, just knowing it, it doesn't fix the problem. Like, it's a step in fixing the problem, or, like, I don't want to say fixing the problem, but, like, it's a step in recovering from whatever feeling you're having or thought pattern you're having, but it's not the only step. And sometimes I forget that. That's probably the most common thing I forget, because I'm like, oh, I know exactly what this is, like, move on. But yeah, it doesn't move on. I just stop thinking about it for 2 seconds, and then
you have to, like, actively go back to figure out what you're gonna do to put yourself in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
It's okay. And it all takes practice. Like, sometimes what I like to think is, like, okay, I'm gonna practice this behavior or practice interrupting this thought, and if it doesn't work this time, I'm okay with that. And then the more and more you train your brain to do that, like, the easier it's gonna be to process that feeling or emotion. Is what I think, anyways.
So, like, training your brain. Honestly, like, if I could take a class in university, like, called, like, the neurobiology of anxiety, or, like, the neurobiology of ADHD, like, I would literally, like, love that. Like, it would be hard, but I love that stuff. Like, I love learning. I think it makes it tangible. Like, I love learning about, like, what is going on, and, like, why it's going on. Like, learning that there's actually nothing wrong with you, like, you just have a different brain.
Yeah.
Not even, like, different, like, it's so normal for so many people, but, like, I go with this thing, and I should be doing it more often, I haven't been lately, but when you have an anxious thought, like, really working on, like, rolling with it, so that's ROL. So it's R for recognize. So being like, okay, I'm gonna give an example. So say I'm like, okay, what if I get to work and I just feel so anxious, like, and I feel like I need to throw up? Even just saying that made me get a little bit.
Wow.
Okay. So recognize, like, okay, this is a thought that I'm having. I've had this thought before. It's nothing that I can't recognize, like, I've seen it before. So I'm just, like, acknowledging that it's there. And then observe it, being like, okay, this is how the thought makes me feel. I feel, like, a little bit stressed, or, like, definitely it's putting me, like, basically, how do you feel knowing that thought is there? And then let go is like, okay, so I've recognized it, talked about it a little bit, now I can let it go knowing that it's been dealt with, and it can just continue on. It's like watching a leaf blow by in a river. Like, okay, recognize there's a leaf, observe it, the leaf is blank, and then let it go. So yeah, that's something that's really helped me a lot, but I have not been doing that lately, and I really need to get back into it, because I'm feeding into all of my thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's really bad.
Yeah. It's not really bad, Jenna. We talked about the other day that it's normal for people to go in and out of, like, I'd say it's, like, waves of feeling in control, or, like, waves of regulated emotions, because I have seen throughout my life, and everybody will, there are
I go for a couple months where, or it could be even a couple weeks, sometimes the time changes. But it'll be a period of time where I am, like, able to quickly recover and, you know, process my emotions, feel generally happy. And then, you know, within that, there will be a couple days of feeling upset. But then I will go through another, like, I call it like a rut that most people do. Exactly. So I think it's normal to have periods of high anxiety, and especially when there are things going on around you.
Yeah, and that's something that I also struggle with, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, basically I'm like, what was the point of that if this happened? Like, I'm always looking for, like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, a good path to be on, because I'm like, basically what it does, it makes you, like, dissect everything. I'm like, okay, what was the point of that high if I'm gonna have another low? You know, and it's like, it's the, like, rational part of my brain's like, because you're human, like, that's life. But I'm like, it just ruins the highs, because I know eventually I'm going to be low again. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, guys, my brain is really...
She's going through it right now.
I am. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I'll be better. If you are still listening, maybe send me a message and just say, like, hey, just listen to the episode where you're blowing your shit. How are ya? And we can talk about this and how you're doing. I'd love to check in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Life is hard.
It is hard. But we got this.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, you know, we're living through a weird time. There's only weirder times to come. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
We got this. Even though it doesn't feel like it all the time.
Yeah. I didn't cry.
Through the episode.
Yes. You want to go to Sylvie's?
Why? I'm not saying no. I'm just curious.
Well, I'm going to Guelph tomorrow, so I want to get, like, a couple of snacks. And I also need to get gluten-free bread. You guys don't care about this. Bye, everybody!
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for being real with us today.
Subscribe for more about life and what it means to be human.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening from.
Stay real.
Stay human.